Hello. Is the lady of the house in? No. Good. You don't know me, but you've been brought to my attention. Oh, my name is not important. After all, what's in a name? You can tell a thing about a person by just their name. I once met a Nigerian man named Liberty. He was in prison at the time. And I once met a girl named Joy. She was as miserable as sin. No, names are just words. Pretty, but ultimately meaningless. Now, actions. Actions are how you tell what a person is all about. I have a proposal for you. Mind if I come in? Don't bother to answer. Let's sit down together, shall we? My, this sofa has seen better days. Oh, I'm not criticizing you, darling. Sometimes in our lives, we have to downsize, scale back our expectations, live within our means. That's just part of the maelstrom of life. It ebbs and flows, it comes and goes. Who am I? Well, as you can see, I'm a woman. And I'll be honest, a beautiful woman. I am also someone who knows you. Knows you, of you, about you. All about you. And that means I know about your predicament. I mean, I know what you're going through. You've almost hit rock bottom, haven't you? I couldn't possibly know what you're going through. Well, that's a bold statement, darling. Tell you what, let me tell you what I think you're going through, and you can correct me, okay? You are behind in your payments on everything. Your house, your private healthcare, your taxes, your car, your phone plan, internet, television. There's even the matter of a gambling debt, isn't there? Shall I tell you why, how much, and to whom you owe? Okay, so you believe me. Or perhaps you just don't want to hear out loud. Yeah, I thought so. Your relationship is not sailing smoothly, unfortunately. That's a real shame. It's always harder to walk down a dark path alone. Your significant other is, well, shall we say, not best pleased with you. Well, certainly the gambling debt brought things to a head, but let's just be brutally honest. It's been going badly for a long time, hasn't it? Silas in the kitchen, eating meals separately. Both of you wear your own earbuds and listen to music on your phone at the same time, don't you? Well, she listens to podcasts, of course. Oh, and your job is getting you down. That's twice in 6 months that you were passed over for promotion. Personally, I felt that you were clearly the better candidate on the last review. It's just that the other candidate was screwing the reviewer. And the wheels of industry grind on. Oh, and let's not forget about the sex. For a long time, you've thought that it's boring, routine. Your significant other is not feeling your, what, fantasies? Oh, you call them needs. Interesting. Anyway, you will tell her all about it if only you were on better terms, and if you thought it will do any good, which you don't. And oh, if only you could get that gorgeous office junior's attention. Now that would be a real feather in your cap among the boys, wouldn't it? Plus, she knows how to fuck, doesn't she? With a filthy mouth and a body built for sin? You will have a wonderful time in the hotel around the corner from your office building, wouldn't you? How do I know all this? Now, according to you, I couldn't possibly know what you're going through. This is all just guesswork. However, let's face it. If you got your health, nothing else matters, true? But you don't. Your doctor told you that you have a particular illness. You will slowly decay to become a pain rock shell of yourself, and that you have to take certain medicines for the rest of your life, which will eventually cause more problems than the original illness. A bitter pill to swallow. Oh, I'm sorry. Bad turn of phrase. So, that's where things stand in your life just now. Now, don't cry, darling. Be a brave boy. Because that's why I'm here. I can help you. I said, I can help you. Oh, yes. I can fix all of these problems. No, not just remove them. Fix them. All of them. I can settle your gambling debts and make sure they don't bother you again. I can settle all your other debts at the same time. I can get you that promotion. I can fix your relationship with your significant other. You'll both fall madly in love with each other again, and it will spice up your sex life. I can make sure that hot little office junior jumps into your pants next time you have the opportunity, and that your partner wants you to film it for her. I can make you well again. And all of this, almost instantaneously. How? It's very, very simple. I won't bother to describe the process, but it's a promise, a guarantee. There are just two terms. You must agree to both if you want me to sort all of this out for you. And before you ask, no, you don't need to sign over your soul. I hear that a lot. No, I promise your soul remains your own throughout the entire process. Term one, you need to fuck me. Yes, that's right. Nothing wrong with your hearing. You see, this firm, perfect body, long legs, taut stomach, breast just the way you love them, and a smooth, hot ass. Term number one is that you take this body and fuck it. Make me feel alive. You agree already. That's fine, darling. You agree to term one. Term two, if you accept this offer and you fulfill term one, someone you don't know, have ever heard of, and has no connection to you whatsoever, will die. Yes, die. Now, before you ask, you won't have to kill them. That will be outsourced. I have nothing to do with that side of things, darling, but I know the contractor we use, and believe me, he's very professional about it. They won't feel much pain in any way. And I repeat, and promise you, you don't know them. You never heard of them. They have no connection to you whatsoever, and they will die. Indeed, it's not a secret to say that they already expect to die, and they are already living in dread at the moment. You could look at this as mercy killing. But I know not everyone sees it that way. Why do they have to die? I also get that asked a lot. Every action creates ripples, darling. Under the current chaotic system of life, every action has to have a result, and they have to balance, cancel one another out. The whole system is designed that way. It's great for physics, biology, and chemistry, but it's tough on people and relationships. That's a reform in the making, but for now, those are the rules. So, what do you say? Will you cheat on your significant other, pleasure a woman you don't know but lust after, and condemn a fellow human being you've never met to death, all to save yourself? Yes, I promise you, they are expecting to die. Every day, they think it could be their last. It's not a pleasant way to live. So that's a yes? You need to be absolutely clear about this. Okay, you accept both terms. Now, you don't need to sign anything. A verbal agreement is binding enough. Well, now that formalities are concluded, I think it's time to get on with fulfilling term one. Come here. I do like a man with soft lips. Just like back for a second, darling. Let me get this shirt off of you. And trousers. Oh my. I do believe that I remove your underwear at the same time. How rude of me. Before you fuck me, of course, you need to be hard. Oh no, darling. Much harder than that. You don't mind? Good. Yes, I see, haven't lost my touch. I need you a little bit harder now, darling. I think we're in business. Come on. Time for you to fuck me. Yes. Get on top of me and take me. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's good. Oh my god. I'm good and tight, aren't I, darling? Lovely. Tight on your hard cock, the pleasure you must be feeling. Push it in deeper. Yes! Just like that. Oh my god. Fuck. That's good. Oh my god. Yes. Oh, that's really good. Keep going. Keep going, darling. Go hard and deep. Oh, fuck. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Fuck me. Right. Yeah. That's exactly how I want you to fuck me. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck me. Fuck me harder. Fuck me harder. Make me come. Make me feel alive. Come. Yes. Oh my god. This is marvelous, darling. Come on. Oh, come on. Finish the job. Finish what you started. Make me come. And all your problems will disappear. Well, I was being flippant. It's not my job to get laid. More of a perk. Term two is what I was really sent here for. And yes, this is not really a job. I would describe it more as function. Something that keeps the universe ticking away. So, I'll just move my dress back down. There. I love this dress. It never creases. Now then, my side of the bargain. Your problems are now over. Yes, it is that simple. What do you mean you don't believe me? Okay, let's check them out one by one. Get that smartphone. No, don't worry about getting dressed. Just get your smartphone and check your messages. Yeah, exactly. First message is from the gambling establishment. The debt has been paid with interest. You're all square, and now, how do they put it? We now consider this matter concluded, and thank you for your custom. End of the problem. Second message, from your work. Go ahead, read it. Exactly. They've created a new job post, just for you. High salary, own office, more oversight, and oh look. They promoted that sexy office junior to be your secretary. End of the problem. And message 3 to 10. All your debts have been paid in full. All of them. End of the problem. Message 11. Your significant other. And you can tell she's in a contrite and, to be honest, frisky mood. See what she wants to experiment with. Easy, tiger. Can you handle another woman tonight? From the looks of you, you probably can. End of the problem. And now your health. Message 12. Your doctor wants you to come in and discuss the latest results. I'm telling you now, he will say that you're in remission. And when he tests you, he will find that you're completely well. Tell him you went on a diet of grapes or something. Leave me out of the picture. End of the problem. And now, here comes the last message. It's from me. Just a little something for you to remember me by. You're welcome. Message 13 reads, thank you for fulfilling the terms, darling. I've had a great time. And I solemnly promise that the next person I will visit will be someone you don't know, who has never heard of you, and has no connection to you whatsoever. Good night, darling. One of my people will be in touch.